This week on Building the Browns, Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel on taking control of an NFL huddle and what they have learned from each other. Head coach Mike Pettine on the addition of offensive coordinator John DeFilippo. And an interview with a man that not only knows what it takes to make the 53-man roster, but to be a champion. Coming up on Building the Browns, presented by InHealth Mutual.
Continue to move forward, you know, compete for division titles every year.
We've really grown as a team. We really push each other.
We can be great. It's going to take a lot of work, it's going to take a lot of sacrifice, and it's going to take a lot of trust.
A lot of dudes that are hungry and the underdogs, basically, so they want to come make a name for themselves.
Theme for this year is really going to be words into action. A lot of stuff gets put out there, and we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and we talk about it. The theme this year is really have that continue onto the field.
As the team approaches the end of the preseason, it is 13-year veteran Josh McCown who is tapped to lead them on Sundays. It was during the third preseason game that Josh had a chance to return to his former stadium in Tampa and show he was more than just a nice guy.
What's up, my dog? How you doing, brother?
I'm
doing
good, man.
I'm doing good, man.
Me too, man.
You look like you've grown a little bit.
A little bit, man.
The guy offensively that's been very impressive in all phases is Josh McCown, that he's come in and you know, grabbed a hold of this offense and put his signature on it and is demanding accountability, but he demands it in the right way. And he's been a great leader, not just in the quarterback room, but in the offensive room as well.
You know, Josh he's an interesting guy. It's never really about him. It's always about us. And I think that starts to, again, permeate a team to where you really believe that this guy is truly in it for team.
Let's go! Touchdown! 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 Yeah! Yeah! Hey, 58, Oscar Wright, Oscar Wright, Oscar Wright!
I think the biggest thing about Josh McCown and what he brings to the table is experience. Experience is something that just comes with time, and there's no way to duplicate it. For guys that haven't played as much as Josh has played. So besides the fact of all his physical, you know, abilities, he has so much experience, and he's telling us to look before we even go to the game. We know what he's expecting. We're on the same page. He has such a great feel for the offense and the game as a whole that it does make it a lot easier on the receivers.
He has a great grasp of the offense, which really helps you out. You know, you can pull somebody aside, tell them what you expect to have happen, really communicate, oh, this is play, you do this, this is this, you know, this is, you have this route. So he's doing a really good job of just kind of bringing everyone together.
Good job, Trav. Good catch, Trav.
He's kind of been through it all. He's been in a bunch of different systems, so he's used to different verbiage, different ways of doing things, but at the same time, he's been very, very open to being coachable and open to new things.
That seemed like we should have had more on that, man.
Yeah.
Look at this.
What happened? Hey, guys, he went outside.
He went outside. He should have just gone inside.
Oh, he went outside.
Yeah. Solid. 58. Lucy. Here we go. Down.
He's underrated as an athlete, even at his age. I think you can see him move around the pocket and get out and make some throws on the run.
White 80! White shot! He drug him. He drug him. He drug him. He drug him. Challenge it. He drug him. He drug him. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. That was a heck of a play, B.
The guys rally around him. He's just that type of personality. And the bottom line is to go out and do your job and do your job well. And when the guys, whether it's other guys on offense or the other side of the ball, they see him producing at a high level, he makes it easy to rally around them.
Hey, I know this is Tampa. Just
relax. I got you. I got you. You're right. You're right.
Coming up, Andrew Hawkins and Taylor Gabriel reflect on the year behind them and go inside the huddle with Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel. Next on Building the Browns, presented by InHealth Mutual. During wide receiver Taylor Gabriel's rookie year, he confessed that he used to watch film of Andrew Hawkins and used him as inspiration to continue to pursue the dream of playing professional football. It's now a year later, and the teammates have grown close and are inspired by each other to continue to be better with every step.
The difference in training camp from last year and this year is just I know what to expect this year. I know kind of the times I need to run full speed, and I know kind of the times I need to gauge and kind of focus more on the precision of my routes. So this year it's been a lot easier, but I mean, this training camp is always going to be mentally taxing.
Yeah. I can do training camps in my sleep.
Yeah,
man.
Where is this walker?
No, I mean, like, same like he said, man. I mean, you just, another year, I'm more comfortable with the guys. You know, last year was my first year, and, you know, a lot of guys always, you know, wonder when you get new players what they're going to be or how they're going to contribute. So this year, we're a little bit more comfortable with each other from a teammate standpoint, and I think guys have a lot more trust in each other, and the chemistry is a lot better than it was last year.
It's just kind of weird going into this year, going into my second year, not being that rookie. You know what I mean? And the rookie's asking me questions and saying that I'm the old guy. But I'm enjoying the whole process of everything and the anticipation to get into this season and the hype. Just, it's my second year, so I'm kind of just more than excited than anxious more than last year.
The thing we're looking forward to the most, I think, is just the competition of it all. You know, this is a time of year where, you know, everybody's 0-0. They're going to, the people in the media are going to say what we are, what we're not, what other teams are, what we're not. But there's only, at the end of the day, after 16 games, all that will be factual. So, I mean, just the anticipation of getting out there and having the control over what it is that we're going to be at the end of the day. And I think that's what we're most excited about.
Right 25. There you go. Good, ABC. Hey, Taylor, that's it. Good job.
The biggest challenge that I'm going to face. What's the challenge?
Ain't no challenge. It's Taylor Gabriel you talking to, man.
The biggest challenge. I would say just taking that next step from last year. Not just going out there running routes, being a rookie, trying to just get open, but being more just dialing in on the game of football, coverages, this guy, the tendencies. So really just digging in and just finding the little things and tweaking a few things with my game. So that's what the things that I need to work on going in year two.
This is always constant improvement. The NFL is an ever-changing game, man. You got young guys like this that you got to fend off. You know what I mean? The force is strong with this one. But at the same time, I mean, you want to keep up, you know, like, I'm not as fast as I used to be, but I still got some juice. So, you know, I mean, it's just always getting better. From a philosophy standpoint, you can always get smarter. Like, your physical abilities kind of are what they are. But I think what makes, you know, veterans, you know, play at a higher level is because you understand the game better. Certain things you don't have to think about as much as I used to, because I know, you know, I've seen these coverages. I know what this guy's going to do because I know, you know, what that guy's doing. So that tells me, you know, stuff like that. And as you get older, it's something that comes with time. But just continuing to improve on that is kind of what I'm focused on.
Shotgun waiting on the third down snap. He's got it. He throws. It's caught. Gabriel's got it inside the five. He's out of the 2.5 yard line, and it will be first and goal.
If you guys are fantasy football drafting, man, number 18, don't sleep. Okay, this is the one. This is Taylor Gabriel. Remember this interview. Remember this interview. Okay, what camera doing? What camera we in? Interview. Listen, remember this interview. You heard it here first, man.
That's your turn to tell him. That was number 6.
I'm trying to think about it, but you did such a great job.
No, we good.
Coach John DeFilippo was hired to the Browns with one task in mind: help the team win. The first-time offensive coordinator, referred to as Flip, has embraced the task and is using his 15 years experience coaching to put his mark on the offense.
The Flip decision was an easy one for me. I'd interviewed him a year ago and felt very comfortable then. And so it was an easy decision this year to bring him in.
Do you take more of a big picture thinking type role when you're the coordinator? You know, when you're a position coach, you're just so fixated on your own position that you don't realize that there's, you know, four other positions on offense that are out there too.
I think Flip's going to be awesome for our offense. He's a very detailed person, and I think that translates really well to being an offensive coordinator. It's obviously really important to him. You can tell that he spends long nights up in his office diagramming plays and coming up with the best strategy that it's going to take to win every Sunday.
Obviously, it's a new offense for us and learn his system, but I think it fits for everybody. I mean, every position is going to have an opportunity to be anywhere on the field at any time, not just the tight ends, even the running backs, receivers. Everybody's moving around, and I think it's going to be huge for our offense. It's going to keep the defense off balance.
I think Flip has had a really good camp. You know, we spent a lot of the offseason kind of learning the offense. We installed it real fast, and to see Flip call some plays and have some big touchdown runs, some, you know, really good, you know, passes come together, and see him kind of his calling style, it's been really fun.
Flip said it, listen, I want to be the winningest offense in the NFL, whether that means throwing the ball 40 times in a game or throwing the ball 15 times in a game. That's all about playing complementary football, that we'll look at each game individually. How do we need to win this game on offense? How do we need to win this game on defense?
Coming up, Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel take us inside the huddle and what Johnny has learned from the 13-year veteran. Next on Building the Browns, presented by InHealth Mutual, Ohio's only health insurance co-op. In football, every year is a fresh start. For both Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel, the 2015 season brings new opportunities and great expectations.
I couldn't have asked for a better, I don't want to say role model, but a better teammate for Johnny than Josh McCown. I mean, Josh is one of the most sincere people I've met in my life, and Johnny's very, very fortunate that he's in our meeting room.
You know, I think Josh, obviously being a vet and being around for, you know, this isn't his first go around for sure, so you know, just to see, you know, the way that he goes about his schedule, the way he goes about his routine, I think that's, you know, a huge part of playing this position is, you know, getting your routine down, getting a set schedule and really sticking to that, you know. So I've been trying to follow this guy and, you know, mimic and just copy kind of what he's doing.
I love it. Like, these guys, they keep me young. It's just fun listening to them interact, because him and Connor, they have their own language sometimes. And it's just funny. It's a fun work environment, but at the same time, we get better. It's a great environment for, you know, a young quarterback to be able to grow, and for all of us, not just young quarterback, everybody, to be able to get better.
You know, having all those guys in there that we do with the leadership that Josh brings, being a vet, is nice. It's a good mesh in there for us, and, you know, I think we're all get along pretty well. And it's a lot of fun at the same time. It's definitely never a boring day coming and sitting in that room.
When you're the new guy, and I've done this a few times now, you want to get in and get to know guys, and it says a lot about the vets that were already here, that it's a locker room that welcomes guys in and treats everybody with respect, and so, but at the same time has a lot of fun and gets a lot of good work in.
Way to go, good call. Yep.
So the huddle is where kind of the whole thing begins. You know, you get your personnel in there, and then you work from there with the play call. Any little, you know, tips or reminders that you may shoot to a receiver or a running back, and then you break from there. But that's kind of where it all begins. So you want to make sure that the eyes are up and there's clear communication.
Yeah, I think a big thing is just the form of the huddle, making sure you have a good wall. And I feel like when I get in there, it's a little bit blacked out. Everything else kind of just goes away, and you're able to communicate with those guys. So, I mean, that is the most critical part of being out there and making sure you get everybody on the same page. As we're spewing out all this stuff, you kind of just see the linemen wait until they hear their one keyword, and then they're locked on. But, I mean, those guys are the foundation of what we do offensively. So, you know, to have them geared up and ready to go and try and get them as much energy as possible is another big part of the huddle.
You get guys that are as intelligent as they are, the huddle can really be a little meeting on the field where you're kind of, they're giving you information that just happened in the last snap, things that they saw. To play with guys that are that intelligent, it's helpful for a quarterback. My first huddle, I was in Arizona. Golly, that's so long ago. It's hard to remember, but I do remember that. You know, I just remember thinking, you know, try to make it my own as much as I could, and trying to, you try to hide your nervousness and all those the emotions that you're going through, and try to communicate the play clearly and with conviction and confidence and all those things. It's something that it develops. I probably didn't do that very well the first few times around, but definitely remember, you know, just making sure I wanted to give everybody their job and assignment and say it clearly so that, you know, we didn't have anything, you know, mess up because of how I was saying it.
Mine was a little different than Josh's, I guess. You know, I had a headset, Josh had a leather helmet.
yeah, exactly.
So a little bit different, but the guys do a good job of, you know, when you're nervous, and they can definitely tell a little bit, you have a little misspeak or you call something that just doesn't quite fit. It's nice to have, you know, the type of guys that we have here that are able just to correct that and make sure everyone's good to go.
There's a standard that Coach Pettis set for us, and we have to adhere to that. You know, the defense, special teams, you know, have the way that they want to play, and then we have an offensive mindset that we want to go out and play with, and we have to get that done.
I think Ray did a good job of going out and getting people that really fit what we're trying to do and really embody what, you know, we are as an offense and who we are. So consistency week in and week out is going to be the biggest thing. I mean, we know what our division is, we know who's in our division, and we know it's not going to be a cakewalk by any means. It's going to be, you know, hard-nosed football week in and week out playing that division. So consistency is the key.
Coming up on Building the Browns, an exclusive interview with Hall of Famer Paul Warfield on the characteristics, drive, and determination it takes to be great in the NFL. Hall of Famer Paul Warfield knows what it is to win on the highest levels of football, but he started like every player in the NFL, as a child with a dream.
As a youngster growing up in nearby Warren, Ohio, I had an opportunity to come up to the old stadium and be a part of that, seeing the excitement of even then 80,000 people. 80,000 people. I was wondering to myself, boy, would I like to be down there one day. Once I was drafted by the Cleveland Browns, I was just overwhelmed that I had a chance to play for this organization that I idolized and many of its players that I thought were legendary. I wanted to be a part of it. You know, I wanted to be a part of the legacy of the greatest organization. I was fortunate to be chosen. I had to then live up to those expectations. Coming to training camp here with the Cleveland Browns, I had some self-doubt with regard to was I good enough to play? And maybe the fear helped certainly motivate me, but I would say that it's normal, it's human to have a little bit of self-doubt. I can't believe anybody is so overwhelmingly confident, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, if you haven't been there before. There are experiences that bring you back to reality. Competing against someone who has the same skills that you have, or maybe even better skills, that's a real experience. In the 64 Cleveland Browns, we had great individuals on that team. We have several Hall of Famers on that team, but it was a team effort. No one individual, as great as he may be, means that he's going to be the entire difference. So selfishness cannot be a part of this. Winning tradition. Selflessness is what is desired. Play like a Brown is a slogan, and it really means something for certainly this head coach and Mike Pettine and what he wants to instill in his players. Their commitment, their drive, their determination to do everything right. Failure doesn't have to be consistent. Be intelligent enough that you look at the reasons why you were not successful. And there have to be reasons, there must be reasons why one is not successful. We only go one direction as a team, as a unit, as an organization, and we are dedicated that every day of our existence, we do those things unequivocally. We don't change because we know this is the way we do it here in Cleveland, because this is the Cleveland Browns way.
I play like a Brown.
I am accountable.
I am relentless.
I am productive.
I am passionate.
I am tough.
I am competitive.
And I am
a Cleveland Brown.